crew today. I haven't actually gone online yet, done this. All right, good morning and welcome. It is Wednesday, February 25th, 10 a.m. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. This is Kevin Kramer along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk will call today's regularly scheduled meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order and ask for any opening comments by my fellow commissioners.
Just good morning and welcome.
I ditto echo those responses.
All right. With that, we'll open with a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Very good. KC1. I always like these. I move the commission approve bond release number 6 for surface coal mining permit BCGH-8204 held by Basin Cooperative Services for the Glen Herald Mine to release all reclamation liabilities on 1,759.81 acres of land located in portions of sections 1423 and 24, T144N, R85W, and portions of sections 18, 19, 20, 21, 28, 29, and 33, T144N, R84W, Mercer County, and portions of 3, 4, 6, 8, and 9, T143N, R83W, Oliver County. The amount of the bond release is $3,013,900, and it will become effective March 30th, 2009, unless a formal hearing is requested.
Second.
Okay, this is a whole bunch of land at the former Glen Herald mine near Stanton. Of course, we know that mine has been not operational or has not been mined for a good deal of time. This a lot of this was undisturbed, it should be noted, but there are also, as you can tell, a lot of small segments. Thus, there's many sections identified. But anyway, we'd love to see final bond release, especially on large sections like this one.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. KC2. I move the commission authorize procurement of construction services for the 2009 Williams County Road 9 Phase 4 Abandoned Mine Lands Project using competitive sealed bidding procedures.
Second.
All right, this is a large project, as we've become familiar with, in Williams County. It is anticipated or estimated that this could be as much as $1 million or a little more. We'll start advertising bids in the 5 major daily papers and, of course, the official county newspaper where the site is located. This is an underground mine, of course, so this will require the injection of grout.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
KC3. I move the commission authorize procurement of construction services for the 2009 Hazen West Phase 2 Abandoned Mine Lands Project using competitive sealed bidding procedures.
Second.
This is, of course, the Hazen West Phase 2 project, and it is simply high wall backfilling and spoil grading. And sometimes in these construction projects, we get a lot of bids because there's a lot of dirt movers out there, and depending on how much construction there is this season, we could see quite a few. So,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, KC4 is really two items, two separate motions, so I will deal with them separately, although they do go together. KC4, item number one, I move the commission adopt the order granting a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit in Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation's application to construct and operate a 6-inch natural gas pipeline in Mountrail County, case number PU08843.
Second.
This is a 6-inch pipeline, 16 miles long. It runs from the Robinson Lake Gas Processing Plant to an interconnection with Williston Basin Interstate Pipeline Company's interstate transmission line south of Stanley. We did have a hearing on this in Stanley, and a good hearing, a fast hearing. A lot of good information brought into the record, and of course, and really minimal interest, it seemed, locally, although one member, actually chairman of the local zoning board, did speak to the issue, but he spoke in support of it. Of course, Whiting is developing new oil and gas production fields out in North Dakota and been very active. They do operate the Robinson Lake Gas Processing Plant south of Stanley, and it does process what's called casing head gas, which is consumer quality gas, end-use consumer quality gas. This pipeline will transport that end-user quality gas from the processing plant to WBI for transmission to other markets.
All in favor?
Aye.
And KC4, I move the commission adopt the order granting a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit in Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation's application to construct and operate an 8-inch crude oil pipeline in Montreal County, case number PU08844.
Second.
This 8-inch pipeline follows the same basic route as the 17-mile 6-inch gas pipeline from the Robinson Lake Gas Processing Plant. This, however, oil will go to the Enbridge Pipeline Facility southeast of Stanley. The hearing on this was held in conjunction with the hearing on the gas line on January 13th in the courthouse in Stanley, and everything seems to be in order. We like to see the construction of pipelines and the opportunity for the both gas and oil being produced in western North Dakota to get to markets, so all seems to be in order.
All in favor?
Aye.
I might just add, for Dave's benefit, I do have a map there of each of those two lines. With that, Commissioner Clark.
Thank you. Item TC1, I move the commission adopt the order granting trade secret protection to Northern States Power Company, case numbers PU08907 and PU08908.
Second.
This is related to two advanced determination of prudence applications that XL, doing business... Or is it the other way around? Is it NSP doing business as XL in North Dakota has applied for? And it one is the Nobles Wind Farm, which is in Minnesota. One is the Maricourt Wind Farm, which is scheduled for North Dakota. In both of these cases, in which the commission will be determining whether the investments are prudent for rate-making purposes, the XL has asked for trade secret protection specifically related to cost information contract terms, internal modeling results regarding the Nobles Wind Project and the Maricourt Wind Project, and information relating to the cost for purchase energy. The reason that they stated that they're seeking the trade secret protection is that type of information is of such that if competitors had access to that or other bidders had access to that, then it could impact the future bidding for those types of projects, and there is a cost to obtaining that kind of information that wouldn't be readily available in the private marketplace. Staff has concurred with that conclusion, and this order would affirm the trade secret protection. It will be on file, however, here at the commission.
All in favor?
Aye.
TC2, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in the joint application of Ashtabula Wind, LLC, and Otter Tail Corp. for a partial transfer of Certificate of Site Compatibility Number 7 to Otter Tail for its ownership of a 48-megawatt portion of the Ashtabula Wind Energy Center in Barnes County, North Dakota, case number PU0953.
Second.
This is just a notice of opportunity for hearing. We've known that for some time this would be coming through. Comments are requested by April 1st, 2009. If ultimately approved, this would have a portion, a 48-megawatt portion of the Ashtabula Wind Center in Barnes County, north of Valley City, actually transferred to the control of Otter Tail.
All in favor?
Aye.
TC3. I move the commission issue an order in case number GE0966, granting the request of St. Hilaire Seed Company, Inc., St. Hilaire, Minnesota, to modify the business hours at its public warehouse in Grafton, North Dakota, on a permanent basis. The facility will be open during normal business hours during dry edible bean harvest and on an as-needed basis by appointment only for the remainder of the year.
Second.
Here again, state law requires that when a public warehouse will not be operating during normal business hours, that they apply to and receive approval from the commission, and this would do that.
All in favor?
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio.
Very good. Commissioner Culk.
Good morning. Item BK1, I move the commission adopt the order granting trade secret protection in Quest Corporation and Granite Telecommunications, LLC's Local Services Platform Agreement application, case number PU0729. Very similar to what Commissioner Clark talked about. We had a request from Quest that the information that they had to ask for protection because it would help out other folks gain economic value. Our staff did a thorough review of it. We concurred, and I think this is appropriate.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Second item, BK2. I move the commission adopt the order granting trade secret protection in Quest Corporation and 360 Networks, USA, Inc.'s interconnection agreement amendment application, case number PU08690.
Second.
Very similar to the previous order. This one is a little bit different. There was a confidential billing dispute settlement between the two corporations, and information in that settlement also could be used for economic value for others who would be competitors, if you will. Staff reviewed it. I also did view this as relevant as well to have trade secret protection.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That ends the items on the agenda. I want to make one announcement and open it up for questions or others to make announcements. This morning, I informed the legislative majority leaders of my intent to request the introduction of a delayed bill to protect North Dakota utility consumers, that is to say everyone, from ongoing costs potentially caused by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the stimulus bill. Just an example, if a highway construction project funded by the stimulus bill would require, say, MDU or Otter Tail Power or the local rural electric co-op to move an electric transmission line, or, say, XL Energy to move a gas line, the cost of those activities should not be borne by the utility, that is to say the ratepayer, but rather to be paid out of the stimulus money itself. It seems to me inappropriate for ratepayers and co-op members to bear the ongoing costs caused by federal legislation intended to stimulate the economy. Rather than creating an economic benefit, the stimulus could become an economic burden without the appropriate safeguards, and the bill that I'll be asked to have introduced would provide those safeguards.
I think it's a great idea for two reasons. Number one, it aligns the right incentives, which from a regulatory perspective, we always try to ensure that cost causers are the cost payers, and if this stimulus money is the cost causer for having to move utilities around, then the stimulus money should pay for it, not the ratepayers in North Dakota. And secondly, it ensures that we're not taking from one hand what the other hand has given us. In other words, as Commissioner Kramer said, the idea here is to stimulate the economy, and whether you think that this bill will do it or not, I happen to think it's a bit more of a boondoggle than some other folks may. The reality is it is going to inject money into the economy, and it would seem very counterproductive to, while you're trying to stimulate the economy on one hand, be raising folks' utility rates on the other, which sucks it out of the economy. So I think it's a great idea and certainly support Commissioner Kramer's efforts.
And as speaking for myself, we'll have unanimous support across the commission on this one. We talked about it, and it just makes sense. If they're going to do a new project, the people that are funding the project should cover all the costs incurred with it. And I'd also encourage those out there in other areas maybe aren't utilities, that if there's other costs that may come to them, they should consider something else because this just seems appropriate.
With that, any questions? Yeah, right. You break it, you pay for it, huh? Well, and in fairness, I mean, you know, if in fact, and I believe building roads, as an example, is, you know, could stimulate the economy, so does moving transmission lines. I mean, it seems to me it's appropriate that money ought to be used for a specified purpose, but should not create ongoing costs. Sure. You know, it's a good question. I don't know that exactly. I did ask Alana this morning to start preparing that because she's one of the best bill writers in the world. But we've not looked at it in that detail. In fact, we haven't even really looked at the code as yet. So this is just...
I mean, theoretically, I would hope it's not too hard. All that would need to be done is you build it into the cost of the contract. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a city or county or the state out building a road and it requires that a line be moved or you know, gas pipeline, transmission line, whatever. It's just into the price of the contract, and then the stimulus bill pays for it. What we're trying to avoid is having those costs be incurred on the utility, and then eventually those types of costs work their way into rates if they're not recovered through some sort of tariff. And I don't know if the tariffs that we have currently would provide for full recovery of those types of moving costs. They're already an item in rate base.
Right. They're already an item in rate base.
It's been extraordinary.
Yeah. And Dave, I think one thing that we do want to be careful to do, and that is to make sure it's very narrowly focused so that it doesn't become sort of standard policy, but rather it's the policy specific to this particular stimulus bill. There are, like Tony said, there are other tariffs, there are other rate base items that get recovered appropriately by ratepayers.
Speaking of the stimulus bill, have you looked at the idea of improving grid and what's being proposed?
Well, actually, Commissioner Clark has probably spent more time on that than anybody.
You know, there have been a lot of discussions about that, and that was one of the big topics that came up with meeting that I and a few other commissioners had with Secretary Chu, the new energy secretary. Clearly, one of the areas that received a lot of money in the stimulus package was the idea of upgrading the grid. I think I've heard figures in the neighborhood of $20 billion slated for grid upgrades, smart grids, smart metering, improving the capabilities of the grid to make it more self-healing, more reliable, potentially give consumers the ability to control their own energy usage in a better way. So there's a lot of money in the stimulus package for that type of project. There's also money in the stimulus package, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, with regard to energy efficiency programs. Now, state commissions, I think, have some concerns that there may be some contingencies on that may make it difficult to access. I think everyone is interested in trying to work through those. But, we don't know how that'll all shake out in the end. But clearly, energy efficiency, smart grid, transmission upgrades were recipients of a very large portion of the stimulus package.
It's my understanding that there's $39 billion specifically for all of those things. And so how that $39 billion breaks out, I'm not really sure. But I have a little concern from what I read from Secretary Chu's comments that transmission build-out would have, since the stimulus bill is intended for short-term investment, that it would be transmission that's already been, where all the environmental studies have been done and it's kind of ready to go. And I'm not sure that that's going to be real beneficial to North Dakota. But with regard to smart grids and some of that other stuff, there might be some opportunity.
On the Whiting, do you have project costs for those?
Project costs, I'm sure I do, and somewhere in this, do you know it off the top of your head? Is it okay? We'll get it for you. Yeah.
So, have any of you read the stimulus bill?
I've read portions of it, but it wouldn't amount to much percentage of the whole.
I got lost. I was just curious because I got about 35 pages into it and got lost.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, energy and telecom. I've gone through that, but that's about it. Which means I've probably read more of it than a lot of the people who voted.
I was going to say, I think we have a clearer understanding than they did in the moment they voted for it. But nonetheless, it is what it is, and it's in front of us, and it's appropriate that we utilize the money for its both its intended use and maximize it for its most for its greatest potential. And that's why so many state officials in both in this state and other states are perusing it carefully and making sure that there aren't extra costs associated or that caused by it, or that there might even be some of it that's not appropriate to take. But that'll be other elected officials' concerns. Ours, we want to address in this delayed bill. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll sign orders and be back at 10:30.